We're holding on. We'll just start from the new Gemara. We're going to pass it out. We're going to do that. Mishnah said, "Nafal kashem shamayim boit kedai sa, kach amayim boit kedai sa." That was the first thing. Just like the waters check her, take the waters check her. And it says, "Bow, bow." The second halacha was the kashem shah sur lebal, kach asur lebal. Just like she's usher to the husband, she's also going to be usher to the alleged adulterer. As it says, "Nitma of vinitma." The Gemara explained that it's the Vav. Rabbi Yeshua said that's how, like Rabbi Akiva said, that's how Zechariah ben Akats of Darshan. But Rabbi said that there's two times that it says Nitma'a. One says Nitma'a, one says Vinitma'a. One of them teaches us for the Baal, one of them is teaching us for the Baal. So now the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Shalosh pa'amim, the three times ha'amurim the parsha that are said in the parsha of Saita, the word nitma'a. First, it says, or one time it says in pasuk of Zion, it says im nitma'a. Then it says in pasuk Yudalid, nitma'a, hilay nitma'a. And then the next one is Pasuk Chavtes Vinitma'a. So it says it three times. The order is, it's out of order over here, but it's basically Pasuk Yedalad, Pasuk Chavzayin, and Pasuk Chavtes. Okay? So it says the Braisa, Shalesh Pa'am, the three times, so Amurim the Parsha, that I said in the Parsha, Im Nitma'a, Nitma'a, Vinitma'a, Lama. What do I have, what do I need them for, why do I have three times telling us the same fact, that she was Nitma'a? Says the Braisa, Echo the Baal, one is to tell us that she's usher to the husband, the Echo the Baal, and one is to tell us that she's usher to the adulterer, the Echo the Truma, and one is to tell us that she is psula and usher from eating Truma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. We had this earlier on in the Gemara, in the Sechta. Echel the Baal, the Echel the Baal, the Echel the Truma. One is telling us Asr to the Baal, one telling us Asr to the husband, one telling us Asr to the Truma. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kavachaymer. I have a Kavachaymer. Here's a Kavachaymer. Uma Grusha, if we see by a Grusha, a divorced woman, a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, let's say, who marries a Kohen and then gets divorced. Shemuteres l'truma, that she's mutter to eat truma, and still asura l'kahuna, and still she's asur to kahuna, meaning she's mutter to eat truma. She could go back to her father's house if she doesn't have any children, if she was a Vaskoy married to Israel, or if she's a Vaskoy married to a Kohen. Also, she goes back to her father's house whether she had kids or not. Well, either way, she eats, right? But she's still asur l'kahuna. She's also for marrying a kohen. Zu says Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachaymer, if we see that a grusha is muteras for truma and asur l'kahuna, she's also to marry a kohen. Zu, this woman who is a saita sha asur l'truma, that she is also to eat truma, ain oidin sha asur l'kahuna. Isn't it a kavachaymer that she should be asur l'kahuna? No, a grusha is a lower madrega because she's muter to truma. Yet, she is asr to kahuna. So this saito, who is asr for truma, kava chayma, she should be asr for kahuna. So oy vazoy.
What was that? Zu means this.
This woman.
And who is that woman?
Saito.
Saito.
Now, fine. Period. That's the end of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, we continue. Ma tamad loymar.
Sorry. Yeah. I just clarify. I don't understand. Zu shasur l'truma.
Zu, this woman.
What does it mean? This sota is asur b'truma.
She's asur to eat truma.
By virtue.
Well, we'll see in the Hamshach Gemara. It's a little, when you maybe mean to ask is even more. They're not talking to each other. Rabbi Akiva said, "I have a pasuk which tells me asur l'baal, asur l'boil, asur l'truma." Rabbi Shmuel says, "I don't need a pasuk." Because if she's also to Truma, she's for sure also to Kahuna. Did Rabbi Akiva mention anything about a Kohen? No. So we'll see in the Hamshach Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask that. Now, a new thing over here. This is not Rabbi Shmuel Dafka. This is the Mish, the Braisa. Ma Talmud Leimar, what is the Pasuk teaching us? Vihi nitma'a, vihi lo nitma'a. What is the Pasuk teaching us by telling us two contradicting facts? First it says, vihi nitma'a, and she was violated, she was nitma'a. And one is telling us, vihi lo nitma'a, and she wasn't nitma'a. The Braisa now explains, im nitma'a, if she in fact was nitma'a, lama shaisa, why did she drink? Im lo nitma'a, if she wasn't nitma'a, lama mashka, so why are we giving her to drink? Meaning it sounds like lo nitma'a is something that we know that she certainly and vadai was not nitma'a. Well, you only give a saita to drink if you're not sure. So, but if the pasuk is telling me he lo nitma'a, that tells me that she was not nitma'a, so that means that there's no reason to give her to drink. So again, ma tam alem, what's the pasuk teaching us when it says v'hi nitma'a v'hi lo nitma'a? On the one hand it says she was nitma'a, on the other hand it says she was not nitma'a. Says the braisa, im nitma'a, if she was nitma'a, lama shaisa, why does she drink? Im lo nitma'a, if we know certainly that she was in nitma'a, lama mashka, why did we give her to drink? Explains the braisa, answers the braisa, magid l'cha hakazov. The pasuk is teaching you, magid l'cha hakazov, the pasuk is telling you, shaha safek asura, that a safek saita is going to be asur, meaning we are going to give a safek saita where we're not sure if she was actually mezana or not. We're going to give her the status of avada, and she's also to her husband and also teacher. The reason why the pasuk is saying she was nitma or she wasn't nitma is to tell us it's a suffix. Yeah, I don't know either way. That's how we talk about it, right?
And that's what
it's right. You could, I mean, there's a vaday saita. Saita just means she's straight, right? Sarman Adar.
If you know for sure she was, that she was not, you still go through the process?
No, absolutely not. It's only to ascertain if she was. But this is we're just learning off the pasuk, learning what the pasuk is teaching us. We're in hindsight because we went through the days clothes. But this is what the pasuk is teaching us.
So when we say something in the just vernacular, that's a suffix.
Suffix, sorry, that's correct. That's correct. Magalacha koso, the pasuk is telling you shah suffix asura, that a suffix saita is asur. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mikan, from here, Atadon, you can learn L'sheretz. Two, the halacha of what a sheretz will be Netame. The halachas of Saita, and the way we're dealing with the Saita, with a suffix if she was Netma or a suffix Lo Netma, we can learn out L'sheretz, the halachas of a sheretz. We know again there's Shmoyne Shrotzim, that will be Metame. Now the Gemara explains. Uma Saita, if we see by a Saita, Shaloi Asaba, that we did not, the Torah did not do by it. Shaloi Asaba, we did not do by it, we did not act by it, and say that a Shoigig will be Kinezid, that if she was B'Shoigig, she'll be like, we'll have to give her the same status. If she was Mizana the Mezid, va'oinis karatzin. And we don't make oinis like ratzin, meaning like this. The pasuk says, v'hi loinis fasa. She wasn't forced. That means that if she was forced, we don't give her the status of the saita. Uma saita. If we see by saita, shaloi asaba. We did not act by it, by a saita, that it will be shoigig kimezid. If she was b'shoigig, if she thought it was her husband. We do not give her the status of a saita like we do by a mazid, someone who wantonly does it. Nor do we say va'oinis karatzin, that if she was ba'oinis, she's going to have the same status of a saita, just like when she did it baratzin willingly. We don't say that she's a saita by oinis, just like by ratzin. And yet, says the braisa, asaba, we act with it and we act with her. Safe kivadai. We give her the status when it's a suffix, when it's a doubt, as if it's certain that she was mizana, meaning until it's clarified, she's also the baal, and she's also the laboyal, and she's also the truma. Right? We don't know for certain that it happened. Now, let me ask you a question about a saita. If it was ba'onis, Do we give it the status of a saita? No. If it's b'shoigig, do we give it the status of a saita? No. So says the Braisa, if we see that by a saita when it's a suffix, okay, and yet we said that she's going to be like a vadai, she's going to be usher. So if that's the case, sheretz, a sheretz that touches something, which has been tamed, sha'asaboy shoigig kemezid. If it touches it, if it gets, if the sheretz touches something with shoigig, it's metamed. Just like mezid is metamed. V'oinis karatzin. If there was an oinis and the sheretz touched something, it's metamed, right? I was an oinis, but we still say that it's metamed. Ein oidin. Isn't it a kavachomer sheyasa by suffik kevadai? That we should make a suffik kevadai? So again, if I have a suffix of whether the sheretz touched something, before I walk in tonight, before we see this Gemara, I would say, it's a suffix. Suffix to mechtes, we should be machmir. Maybe we should be mekel. But the Braisa said, no, but we see by saita where it's suffix. And there are leniencies, because if it's shoigig or oinis, we don't give it the status of a saita. Yet, because of the suffix, we're going to give her the status of a vadai. So by the sheretz, which is being metameh, which doesn't have the leniencies which Saita has, if it was a shoigig, it's still going to be metame. If it was an oinis, it's still going to be metame. So for sure we should say that the suffix kevadai, that if it's a suffix, we'll make it tumah, we'll make it tame. Okay? Now it's not isurim that we're talking about. Saita is isurim, this is not isurim. But the mice, the bottom line is, we see tumah, we're calling it tumah. We give it a status of
that's the connection here.
Yeah, because it's her tumah which is making it that she can't. She's also to her husband.
That's what we can equate these seemingly.
That's right.
Unrelated.
Yeah.
So wait, from Mikanata done. That's where this whole little shtickle started, right? About this.
Yes.
Okay, and what is this doing? Is it coming to upshlug something, or just
it's coming to teach us something? This is the source that by sheretz will say suffik kevadai. See from Saito, well, let's go a couple more lines, and then you'll probably recognize these terminologies. Okay? Umi Malkim Shabasa, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, and from the place that I learned it, meaning, since the whole din of sheretz is that we're going to be metame misafik, is learned from Saito, let's learn from Saito back to sheretz now also. Let's go back and learn another thing.
You said since
everything, all I'm sorry, let me say it again. Everything, all the halachas of sheretz we're saying are coming from Saita, so let's get another detail back from Saita and bring it to sheretz also.
Reverse.
Not reverse, no, let's go back and get something else. That's right. What, in other words, once the source for the halacha by sheretz is ogalent, is learned from Saita, so if I want to know what the halacha by sheretz is going to be, I have to go back to Saita because that's the mother of, that's the source of the halacha. Masaita, now this is not a kavachomer, but this is just a detail. Masaita, just like the saita, in order for her to become a saita, it's dafka rishus hayachid. The dafka took place in rishus hayachid, meaning that there was a yichud af sheretz, so too sheretz, rishus hayachid. This halacha that we're saying, that suffik tumah by sheretz is going to be tumah, is dafka in Rosh Hashayachid. Is dafka if the suffix occurs in Rosh Hashayachid. Not because I have a kavachomer. The kavachomer was merely in the fact that suffix tumah by sheretz is tummy. Just like suffix tumah by saita is tummy. That was a kavachomer. But once I have that saita is the source for the suffix tumah of sheretz to be tummy, so then the detail that we see in saita will also be applied to sheretz. And therefore, ma saita, just like by saita, this is not a kavachomer anymore. Ma saita, just like by saita, rishus hayochid, the suffix happened in the rishus hayochid, because again, that's, you have to have stira, and stira is in the rishus hayochid. Av sheret, so too, the halacha that we're saying, that the sheret is going to be coming in suffix, is rishus hayochid, dafkin rishus hayochid. Uma saita, and just like saita, is davar sheyesh by das li sho'el. It's davka, a saita is a person, it's davar, it's something, meaning a person, sheyesh by das, lishol, that she has das, to ask, Sheyesh by das, that it has das, the show, to ask if she was nitmis or not. Okay? Af sheretz dover sheyesh by das li shoyl. So too by sheretz, in order for us to say that there's a suffix, if that the suffix will cause tumah by sheretz, it has to be that the person who is informing us of the suffix tumah is a person who is yesh by das lishon, which means like this. If a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old comes in and says, a sheretz touched this. One second. If a 2-year-old comes in and says, a sheretz, I'm not sure if a sheretz touched this. So then there's no suffix tumah, even though it's a rosh hashayochid. But if someone who has das says, I'm not sure, it's a suffix to me, whether there was a something, I'm not sure because of the situation, not stop, I'm not sure of the result. Okay? I'm not sure if actually the sheretz touched this or not when it was dead. So then that will cause the din of suffix tumah versus hayochid, which will be tummy.
We learned this in Sukkah. We were in the
suffix.
We didn't learn this.
Yeah, limit, yeah, yeah. But just the concept.
Halacha. We learned that halacha.
Yeah. So where was it in the Gaya?
By in the Rishu.
By Yadayim. By
Yadayim. Yeah, yeah. Where if a kid touches the food.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. Very
that's,
good.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. He just made a seal. At the end of the fourth. At the end of the.
I don't know what number it is.
Yeah.
No phenomenal.
Yeah.
We didn't have this limo.
The Gemara was talking about Katan Hayadeh Lananeah and Katan. Katan Hayadeh Lananeah and Katan. Right, remember that?
Yeah.
Very good.
It makes perfect sense.
When we can't Umru. When we can't Umru. Let's just fear us. When we can't. Okay, you know, it's just reading it. When we can't Umru. From here we said, and this is the conclusion of everything we just said. Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishon. Something that has Das to ask, meaning you could ask them the facts. About whether, in other words, and he could give us an answer. Rishus hayachid, if it happens, Rishus hayachid, sveikar tamei. Misafek, it's going to be tamei. Rishus harabim, in Rishus harabim, sveikar tar. Misafek, it's going to be tar, just like by Saito. Vishayim by das lishoel. And if it's a situation where the person who is introducing the safek to us has no das to be asked, Bein Rishus Hayochid, Bein Rishus Harabim, Sveikai Tar. Whether it's in Rishus Hayochid, whether it's in Rishus Harabim, Sveikai Tar. We did do a little bit more than usual tonight, but it's only 9:14, so...